January 22. We will rule all things. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Revelation 3:21. What does Jesus mean when he says this to the church in Laodicea? Sit with Jesus on his throne? Really? This is a promise to everyone who conquers, that is, who presses on in faith to the end, 1 John 5:4, in spite of every threatening pain and luring sinful pleasure. So, if you are a true believer in Jesus, you will sit on the throne of the Son of God, who sits on the throne of God the Father. I take throne of God to signify the right and authority to rule the universe. That's where Jesus sits. He must reign, Paul said, until he puts all his enemies under his feet. 1 Corinthians 15:25. So when Jesus says, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, he promises us a share in the rule of all things. Is this what Paul has in mind in Ephesians 1, 22 through 23? He put all things under Christ's feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. We, the church, are the fullness of him who fills all. What does that mean? I take it to mean that the universe will be filled with the glory of the Lord, Numbers 14:21, and one dimension of that glory will be the complete and unopposed extension of his rule everywhere. Therefore, Ephesians 1:23 would mean Jesus fills the universe with his own glorious rule through us. Sharing in his rule, we are the fullness of his rule. We rule on his behalf, by his power, under his authority. In that sense, we sit with him on his throne. None of us feels this as we should. It is too much, too good, too amazing. That's why Paul prays for God's help, that the eyes of your hearts would be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, Ephesians 1:18. Without omnipotent help now, we cannot feel the wonder of what we are destined to become. But if we are granted to feel it as it really is, all our emotional reactions to this world will change. The strange and radical commands of the New Testament will not be as strange as they once seemed.